The full time whistle goes. Huge drama at the end of the game. But Niamh Padraig Éiscigheán, the Donegal Junior Champions, have won a first ever Ulster title. They will be Ulster Junior Champions for 2014. It's been a cracking game of football. Brendan Kilcoyne, and that goal for Craig Bann just came too late. But listen, it's been a superb campaign for the Muff men through Donegal and here in Ulster. And now they find themselves provincial champions and go into the All Ireland Series.
Yeah, sensational from Niamh Padraig. They really played well today. They had to grind it out against a really good Craig Bann team who made them battle all the way. It was Jude Ogmore, the midfielder, that got the last goal there to leave just a point between them. But goals win games, and them three goals earlier on in the game were crucial. So they were obviously Oisin, and they battled, they worked hard. We've seen them play some champagne football throughout this campaign, but today it was a day of grinding it out, and it was a brilliant, as you say, it was a brilliant game of football. So it was from start to finish, some great scores from both sides, but ultimately it was the scoring of the three goals that was enough to get Niamh Padraig Éiscigheán over the line. And the introduction of the big man, big Kevin Lynch, at the edge of the square, not only with the 1-2 that he scored, but his effect when he came out the middle of the park too, to be able to get primary possession in that area for them. But that great performance the whole way through the team, and you know, you can't really signal any player out that were that good. So they were, and you know, they defended really well. As I said, they've defended with purpose, Oisin. They were, not only were they getting bodies back, but they were putting pressure on the man in possession on the ball, and they were able to get up the field. And of course they had Keelan McColgan then to add that bit of spark, that bit of pace up front when Craig Bann were committing bodies forward, and they were able to get them crucial scores in the second half. Delighted for them. They've played some brilliant football. They've been enjoyable to watch the whole way through the championship. Good luck to them. Congratulations. Enjoy the celebrations, Niamh Padraig Éiscigheán.
Yeah, they are Ulster champions for 2024, winning by just a point, but the three goals were crucial. It was Drew McKinney, Keelan McColgan, and the returning Kevin Lynch who got them goals for Niamh Padraig, which basically was the platform for this Ulster success. And it's, I suppose, Brendan, you needed all your big players on the pitch, and once Niamh Padraig got those players on the field today, they delivered.
Yeah, that's been the hallmark of this team. What a trip, what a story they're on. I mean, phenomenal scenes here at Celtic Park. Ulster champions, it's the dream of so many teams. You know, you look to win your championship first, and then you go and represent Donegal in Ulster, and they have done that with excellence. You know, you look at them throughout the campaign. Goals was their big thing, Oisin. It was the same today. They had one blip in the group stage of the championship, losing to Niamh Alton. Apart from that, they beat everybody, and nearly in every one of those games, you know, goals was the key, and again, it was the difference here today. They were a point up at half time. They were cruising, coming in four points up. You thought no way back, but that's the game of Gaelic football. We always thought there was going to be a small twist in the tail. I suppose from Craig Bann's side of things, it came that wee bit too late. It was the last kick of the game, rifling the ball in the back of the net. They put a point in it. They didn't get the chance to get the equaliser, but I think on that second half performance, as Brendan was saying there, you need your main men on the pitch in big games, and they do the right things at the right time. And you'd have to say McColgan's ball, as we were concerned where he was getting the ball, because he was devastating in around the scoring zone. He was getting it out wide and carrying from deep a few times. I would be holding him inside and just unleashing him on that defence, because he was unmarkable today. But as Brendan said, Lynch coming on, he won two kickouts and contributed 1-2 as well, and that's him on one foot. If they get him on 2 foot for this next stage, they have to go to England. They play the winners of the junior championship in England. They'll be going across the water.
Warwickshire, yep.
All these people will be looking to book flights, I think, now, Oisin, to get across. But what a deal for this club by heading away to play a game like that. They're in dreamland at the moment. But for tonight, as Brendan said, there'll be huge celebrations in Muff, and richly deserved.
I know you're going to get a bit of reaction, so away you go down into the masses of Niamh Padraig of Éiscigheán in the town of Muff, who are now Ulster champions, following, of course, the likes of Niamh Colmkill from Newton. Red Hughes were also Ulster champions as well in recent years, and now we find Niamh Padraig Muff are in a similar position. They are provincial champions. Brendan's on the way to get a reaction. I'm going to go down there as well. We'll have that for you shortly on Highland Radio Saturday Sport. It will also be up, of course, online on our website, highlandradio.com. Before we leave you, we just have to thank everybody at Doherty Centre in Muff, who once again jumped on board to sponsor our coverage and bring you this game live today, where the Donegal champions are now Ulster champions, and they go to the All-Ireland Series. Final score, Craig Bann 1-12, Niamh Padraig Éiscigheán of Muff 3-7. They won it by a point. They are Ulster champions. Congratulations to everybody involved, and we'll have reaction for you shortly.